What up, everybody? Cars are out today, man. I don't know what it is. This is Ty Stevenson here with Waters Brewer Walks with my dog and me. And today I wanted to go over... I got a comment on something. I forgot where it was now. And he wanted to talk about the transition from a home brewer to a pro brewer. And... yeah, I could say I professionally brewed a batch of beer, and I'm a brewer right now. I'm the brewmaster, but I've only brewed one batch, so I don't have much experience. But before this, I did brew at a different brewery as well, but I was just like an assistant brewer. I didn't do it by myself. On this one, I was the head brewer. I made all the calls, and yeah. Anyways, this will be episode number 11, I believe. Yeah, number 11. Cool. Nice, keep it going. I'm going to start forgetting. I'm going to have to write it down before start prepping for these things, man. Okay, anyways. Yeah, so I do 5-gallon batches at home. That's what I do for my Waters Brewer study experiments. All 18 of them so far. I've been on a 5-gallon system. And the professional, the pro batch was a 3.5-barrel brew system. And one barrel is 31 gallons, so 3.5 barrels is like 100 gallons, I want to say. And yeah, it's a big jump. And so one thing I've realized from home brew to pro brew is it takes a shit ton longer to heat up the water on the pro brew scale, on a bigger scale. Yeah, everyone's probably like, well, no shit, but yeah, just saying, it takes a lot longer. It takes about 2 hours for that... we have three heating elements going into the hot liquor tank and the kettle, and that's how we heat up slash boil the water and or wort. And Remy decides to stop right in front of me. Cool. So yeah, that's one thing that was a little bit different. I had to learn how to use the pumps, which I practiced with water before, so I could see which way the pumps were flowing. So therefore, I can say, like, okay, well, you put it into the top, and or you put it into the bottom, and it goes out the top. Okay, cool. So from the hot liquor tank to get to the mash tun, I put it from the bottom of the hot liquor tank to the fucking mash, from the top hose goes to the mash tun. Boom, got it. Cool, open some valves. You got to learn to open the valves at the right time. Make sure the valves are closed. If it's going parallel with the line, it's open. If it's perpendicular, it's closed. That is that. What else did I gotta learn? I had to order the ingredients. That wasn't really hard at all. I called the dude up, hey, I need this. I have all the recipes already. And, so I just called them up, hey, I need this by this day. They got it there, and it was real easy. They did the hops, the yeast, and the malt. It's pretty nice. From BSG. Good guys. They did it pre-milled too, so I didn't even have to mill it actually. But that would be one thing, is the milling would take a lot longer as well. You'd have to devote like a half day, a quarter day, or something like that to just milling alone on the pro brew side. As a home brewer, it's a lot shorter. It takes me about 5 to 6 hours to brew a 5-gallon batch of beer, all grain. And when I first started, it took me 6 to 8 hours on the pro brew side so far, my first batch, since I had to understand that it takes a lot longer to heat up the water. And and one other thing I'll tell you about in a second, but on the pro brew side, it took about 12 hours. No, actually, more like 11 hours. I'll say 10 to 11 hours, which is a damn long time, just for one batch. And we have 7-barrel fermenters, so if we wanted to fill that all the way up, which you probably should, you want to do a double batch of our 3.5-barrel brew system. But I only did a one batch of the 3.5-barrel, so the fermenter is only halfway full. And so yeah, I got my mash done. My mash was actually like 2 hours long. I was pretty pissed about that because I had to wait for the sparge water to heat up, and just took a little longer than I expected. And so next thing you know, the mash is like 2.5 hours. Okay, whatever. Starts sparging out. Looking clear. Looks good. Okay. Next thing you know, I see a little bit of grain in the kettle. I'm like, fuck you. So, yeah, there was a little grain going in the kettle, and that's something that I got to work on a little bit, I guess, on the prober side. It was my first time ever having hands on the equipment. I've only done I only looked at the past brewer. I didn't even get to do hands on experience. So, yeah, anyways, once it got into the kettle, boom, yeah, I'm a sparge out, blah, blah, blah. Goes into the kettle, and it took a lot longer than I expected for the boil to start. It took like an hour and a half to 2 hours for the boil to start as well. So you just gotta expect for the heating of the liquid to take a lot longer once the volume goes up, unless you have some fucking hardcore burners. yeah. So after the kettle, you just transfer it through a wort chiller, or you could have a pre-chiller, and then we also have a heat exchanger. So you attach one nozzle, or one side should be closed off, the other side should be open and open. And you want to have it going against the beer. So this is where I fucked up. I had it going with the beer instead of against it, and so it wasn't on the cold as long, so it didn't get as cold as much. So you want it touching the cold as much as possible. So I didn't let that happen. And so it was fairly hot wort going into the fermenter, which was already sanitized and all that stuff. And so the temperature probe on the fermenter is like a third of the way down, or a third of the way up, I should say, from the bottom. And so wort's going in, I see it just spike up from 75 to like 92. I'm like, what the fuck? 92 wort going into the fermenter, are you kidding me? And anyways, once it all got transferred over, it's still saying like 93 now. I dump a little bit of the trub from the bottom of the conical fermenter, and it was like super cold. The liquid was really cold. And so I think the glycol chiller went through the bottom, and it just took a second for the liquid to kind of centrifuge around in the fermenter to even out the temperature. So I was like, fuck, I was getting late at night, we gotta go home and stuff. And so I just pitched the yeast in. I pitched a whole brick of Safe Ale 05. And I think for a half batch like that, I should have only done maybe half a brick to two-thirds of a brick, but I was kind of scared. The heat was going to kill some of the yeast, so I want to throw a little bit extra in. Yeah, I don't know. Didn't want to risk it. So I went ahead and added it all in. One room. And next thing you know, we have a hot fermentation. And yeah, the beer turned, it's clean. I haven't carbonated it yet. I got to do that this upcoming week. But it's clean. There's not really anything bad with it, but there is a lot of esters. It's I find it to be super like fruity, like whoa, that's tart almost. And I think that's because of the hot fermentation, because right when I added the yeast in, it stressed the yeast out. It wants to be at like 70. That yeast could, I don't know, Manny, the old brewer, he fermented it at like fucking 60 degrees. He almost lagered it out. And so I fermented it at 70. I think for that yeast strain, it can ferment out a little bit cooler. I should have probably done it at like 63, 64 maybe. But, oh well, you live and you learn. So I'm learning the equipment. Things are going. It just takes a second. I wish I fucking had a mentor there to kind of like, nope, you're supposed to do it like this. Do it like this. But no, I don't have that, so I gotta figure it all the fuck out on myself. But I do got a help from a couple of my homebrewing pals. They've been helping me out, Sean and Dave. Thank you guys. I appreciate your help. And yeah, if there's anything else you want to know about the switch from homebrewer to pro-brewer, let me know. I'll be documenting my stories. I'll be brewing my next batch in like 2 or 3 weeks. I think I'm going to make the triple IPA. I like that one a lot. I have my experiment number 19 coming up this Tuesday or Wednesday. I might change it to Wednesday because two of my favorite breweries are doing a collaboration brew on that day, and I might want to go brew with them on Tuesday. So, we'll see. Either Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll be brewing my experiment number 19. And I don't quite know what I want to do with that one. Yeah, I think I might do, like, gypsum, calcium chloride, and no Epsom salt. Or something like that. We'll see. I don't know. Stay tuned for future references, I guess. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. Once again, my name is Ty Stevenson. I'm the Waters Brewer. www.watersbrewer.com, baby. Fucking follow me on Instagram. I think I take some pretty cool pictures. I think you might think so. Once again, Ty Stevenson here. My wolf dog, Remy. Being pretty good on this walk so far. Stay tuned for the next episode, guys. Peace.